Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance for the receipt of a vehicle that was forfeited to the state of Alaska. The Kenai City Council increased estimated revenues and appropriations in the General Fund Police Department for a vehicle that's valued at about $30,000 that will be transferred to the city at no additional cost. Kenai Police Chief Dave Ross told the Kenai City Council.
So it's not uncommon for the state to get vehicles forfeited, typically from felony DUIs or other cases where the courts actually forfeited it to the state. We have historically gotten these vehicles for our use in the drug unit, the regional drug task force. So I'd actually prefer not to be any more specific about this specific vehicle and describe it. So hopefully that answers your question.
Ross wrote that accepting this forfeiture vehicle will allow the department to replace a high mileage vehicle. The forfeited vehicle may be put to use or traded for a vehicle that best suits the needs of the Kenai Police Department. The estimated value of the vehicle is $30,000. The ordinance was enacted unanimously. On Thursday morning around midday, Alaska State Troopers took a report of a burglary of a Soldotna residence in which the back glass sliding door was completely shattered and destroyed. An investigation revealed 26-year-old Samuel Deathridge of Soldotna burglarized the residence and drank an entire bottle of Listerine and rubbing alcohol and allegedly stole prescription pills from the residence. This according to the online Alaska State Trooper dispatch. Deathridge also allegedly gained access to a locked bedroom by destroying the door. Deathridge ultimately was arrested for burglary in the first degree and criminal mischief in the third degree. Deathridge was transported to Wildwood pretrial, where he was remanded on those two aforementioned charges. Congresswoman Mary Peltola's first bill passed the U.S. House of Representatives. The Food Security for All Veterans Act calls for the creation of an Office of Food Security within the Department of Veterans Affairs. Representative Peltola.
I rise today to speak on a topic of vital importance to my state, where veterans comprise about 10% of the population, and I know many veterans who face food insecurity. This is my first bill as a member of the U.S. House, which is appropriate. There is nothing more important than ensuring our veterans and their families can enjoy a safe and healthy life after their service for our country. This bill would create an Office of Food Security within the Department of Veterans Affairs. The office would be charged with providing information to veterans on the availability and eligibility requirements for federal nutrition assistance programs.
Peltola's bill passed through the Committee on Veterans Affairs and arrived on the House floor for a final vote 1 week after being introduced. Peltola added,
the office would work with other government agencies to implement policies to help veterans at risk or experiencing food insecurity. A report just 4 months ago from the Center for Strategic and International Studies was clear. Quote, food insecurity among U.S. veterans and military families is a national security concern. It multiplies stress on active duty personnel, diminishes well-being among service members and their children, who are more likely to serve in the military as adults, and may hinder recruitment for the armed services, unquote. I know this bill will not solve the problem entirely, but I believe it can help Alaska and throughout the country.
In a statement, Jim Baldwin, Food Bank of Alaska CEO, said food insecurity remains a big issue for too many of our veterans. This bill takes an important step in ensuring that those who have served our country bravely have easy access to any food assistance they may need. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.